With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. We're still pretty early in the 2024 presidential election cycle, but recent polls are indicating a lead for former President Trump over President Biden. That's if the election were held today.
Guy Benson reporting at townhall.com about the latest, most notable New York Times Siena College poll writes, quote, "The data shows Trump ahead by 5 points head-to-head, 48% to 43%, which aligns with an array of national and state-level polling," unquote. The New York Times poll is corroborated by a two-point lead for Mr. Trump in a head-to-head race against Mr. Biden, as reported both by Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, with a wider margin by those two sources with third-party candidates in the race. Meanwhile, CBS News gives Mr. Trump a four-point lead against Mr. Biden if the election were held today. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump could learn today whether the Supreme Court will let him appear on this year's ballot as he tries to close in on the Republican nomination. The justices are expected to decide at least one case today, with signs pointing to a resolution of the case from Colorado that threatens to kick the former president off some state ballots because of his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Any opinions we'll post on the court's website beginning just after 10 Eastern time this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, the South Korean and U.S. military set to launch large-scale annual military drills this week.
Dubbed Freedom Shield, the operation is a response to North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. It's a command post training exercise involving computer simulations and will coincide with separate field exercises held jointly by the two militaries. The drills are set to begin Monday and will run through the 14th of the month. Pyongyang has been angered by such drills in the past, viewing them as an invasion rehearsal. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, America appears to be becoming two different countries.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
News industry lawsuits are piling up for OpenAI, the company behind artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, the courts in South Korea, U.S. militaries are launching their large-scale annual military drills this week. There's also NATO exercises up in the Scandinavian countries this week. This is SRN News. News industry lawsuits are piling up for OpenAI, the company behind artificial intelligence-fueled chatbot ChatGPT.
Several digital outlets have sued OpenAI, saying the company used their journalism without permission, credit, or payment. The outlets follow similar copyright infringement lawsuits filed by the New York Times and authors. While OpenAI has reached some licensing agreements for use of stories to train its chatbots, others have been left out.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, the movies, Dune Part 2, topped the box office this week. Bob Marley, One Love, came in second, followed by Ordinary Angels in third. Madam Web came in fourth. In fifth, it was The Chosen, Season 4, Episodes 7 and 8, followed by Migration. More news at SRNnews.com.